It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
KFI and KOST HD2, Los Angeles, Orange County. It's time for your morning wake-up call. Here's Jennifer Jones-Lee.
Well, good morning. Welcome to a Wednesday. Got a full show for you this morning. We're going to talk with ABC's Aaron Katursky. Did you sign up yet to get your COVID test? I went ahead and did it last night. You can get 4 per household. So one person goes online, COVID tests, that's with the plural, covidtests.gov. And all you do is put in your name, your address, and an email address if you want to. You don't even have to put that in. And they're supposed to send 4 tests to your door. Oh, but wait, there's more. So now we're hearing about free face masks as well from the White House. We're going to talk all about that with ABC's Aaron Katursky coming up in a few minutes. Also, we've got Rich Murrow coming on saying that, those COVID tests are so popular that here's the problem. Not everybody can get them. But wait, you're asking. I thought they were available to everybody. We'll tell you how yesterday's soft rollout didn't go quite as planned in some ways. Jane Wells will join us a little bit later, and we'll talk about that huge video game merger between Microsoft actually buying Activision. And then I can't wait to hear more about Kareem. Kareem, the car guy. It's all coming up on your wake-up call. As is, the percentage of people with COVID admitted to ICUs in LA County's gone up. More than $250,000 now has been raised to help catch that man that cops say killed a young woman inside a furniture store in Hancock Park. And have you heard about the string of robberies in Southeast LA County? I'll tell you more about what deputies are doing to try and figure out what the link is between them all. But let's start with some of these stories coming out of the KFI 24-hour newsroom. Police say more than $250,000 is being offered to help catch Sean Duvall Smith. They say he's the man who attacked a woman inside a store in Hancock Park.
Investigators say Smith is black, 31 years old, 6'3", 190 pounds, and is known to hang out in areas of Southern California, including Pasadena, Santa Monica, West Hollywood, Covina, and San Diego. He's also been spotted in San Francisco. LAPD Chief Moore says the man is known in the area where the attack happened last Thursday.
This individual responsible for this vicious, senseless, and brutal crime, it walks amongst us. I am convinced of that.
24-year-old Brianna Kupfer was killed inside the furniture store where she worked. Steve Gregory, KFI News.
The percentage of people with COVID-19 admitted to ICUs in LA County has gone up. County health officials say the average daily hospital admissions of people with COVID went from 588 per day the week ending January 11th to 644 the week that ended Monday. In the same period, the percentage of COVID patients sent to the ICU has risen from 25% to 31%. Well, deputies are working to figure out any sort of link between a string of robberies in Southeast LA County.
Two robberies went down in Lakewood and Bellflower, and an attempted robbery happened in Paramount.
After the third robbery, deputies were contacted by Long Beach Police Department personnel regarding additional robberies in their area with similar suspect description.
LA County Sheriff's Deputy Tina Schrader says it's unclear if the two robberies in Long Beach on Monday night are related to the ones in nearby cities. Long Beach police say one of them likely is. Blake Trolley, KFI News.
News is brought to you by veteran-owned Semper Solaris. Well, the New York Attorney General's office says former President Trump's company used fraudulent or misleading statements to get loans and tax benefits. The civil investigation found evidence that the Trump Organization routinely misrepresented the value of its properties and golf clubs in financial statements. Trump's lawyers say the investigation is politically motivated. The family of a 16-year-old girl whose body was left on the side of the 110 freeway in South LA is asking the community to help find her killers.
And we're not talking about an adult. We're talking about a 16-year-old child. She was thrown on the side of the freeway like trash, and she's a child. She meant something to her family.
A vigil was held for Tiana Theus outside the LAPD 77th Street Station last night. Tiani. And the CHP is leading the investigation, but Chief Moore says the LAPD will help. Officials say the girl was shot and her body was found on an off-ramp about 2 weeks ago. 5:06 on your wake-up call, covidtests.gov will undoubtedly be a very popular place today that people will be going to. Erin Katursky, good morning to you. So this is where they can get some masks?
No, this is where they get their tests.
I'm sorry,
covidtests.gov.
And now we've got masks on the way, too. I mean, the government's just giving us all kinds of good stuff.
Well, it's in keeping with the notion from the CDC that an N95 or KF94 or KN95 mask is going to be more effective than a cloth mask at this stage of the pandemic. The cloth mask was fine. It was providing some nominal protection. But due to the rapid spread of the Omicron variant, it seems as if a surgical mask is a lot more effective. So the government is going to try and make available those masks to Americans at no cost. Early in the pandemic, the concern, I think, was supply. You remember how masks were in short supply, and even Dr. Fauci said, you know, they got to be reserved for health professionals. Now that's not a concern, while the CDC hasn't changed its guidance, it certainly has suggested that a surgical mask would be more effective.
Sure. And I know last night I went on to covidtests.gov and I went ahead and put in my address and got, the code that says, yep, you're confirmed and we'll send them to your door. It looks like at the end of the month that these test kits will start going out.
They said within 7 to 12 days. So that's right around, I guess, the end of the month when these things should start arriving. And the hope is that when they do and people use them, that people will act accordingly if they get a positive result, because that's the whole point of the test. And the guidance is to isolate yourself for 5 days. And then after that period, you can emerge into the world wearing a mask. But you could also test to see if you're still positive or whether, you know, the virus is still circulating in your body.
Okay, so it says 4 tests per, I guess it was house, I think it said something like confirmed address or something like that. But if
household, that's right.
If you have more than 4 people in your house, can 2 people do it? Because I have, like, my next door neighbors, I think they've got 6 or 7 people in their house.
Yeah, I think it's per address. So they may have to go out and obtain tests a different way if they're going to have that many people. But to do that, they can get it through their insurance company. They go to the pharmacy, they buy the test, and then they submit a claim for reimbursement, and insurance companies will cover the cost.
Okay, that makes sense. So then on the mask side, do we know how we get those specifically yet?
I haven't heard how they're going to distribute those quite yet. I'm sure they're thinking of a mechanism, but I don't know if it'll be a mail thing or whether they'll try to distribute it, you know, to different states and then have the states, you know, do it kind of like they were administering the vaccines. But the hope is that, you know, more masks, more tests, more vaccines is all better.
Yeah. Fingers crossed that this one works and that people jump on it. I mean, I don't see why you wouldn't. Even God forbid that somebody.
Pretty easy.
Well, that's it. I think it took me maybe 20 seconds last night. Maybe.
Yeah, I mean, right. This is not complicated. So go on, put your information in, and then, you know, check your mail. It's not like a complicated or cumbersome process. Certainly easier than submitting a claim to your insurance company to get it for free.
Oh, absolutely. And I also noticed, too, that it said your email was optional. So for people who are worried, like, oh, the government's going to track me or whatever, you didn't even have to put that information in.
Oh no, I'm waiting for the John and Ken, you know, government mind game, the monologue later. So, but you let me know.
I will.
But yeah, right. This is not a this is not like a play for your personal information. This is merely to get you a test.
Exactly. All right. 2 to 6 is when they're on air, and you can tune in.
Thank you very much.
All right. See you later. ABC's Erin Katursky. So I think that. I will give the government kudos in that it made sure that other than your name and address, which it already has, you did not have to give any more information than that. And it literally says email optional. All right. Well, I figure everybody in, you know, the world has my email, so shoot, they can just go on the KFI website and get my email. So just so you know, people have asked me before, like, do you ever read your email? And I'll say, first of all, have you ever sent me an email? Because I know I wrote you back if you did. But it's the email that my mother uses is my KFI one. Yeah, so yes, I do read my email. Let's get back to some of the stories coming out of the KFI 24-hour newsroom. For the first time in the history of the LA City Fire Department, a woman could be chief.
I'm extremely proud. I'm not proud necessarily of myself. I'm proud to have the opportunity to lead this organization.
Kristen Crowley has been nominated by LA Mayor Garcetti to take over for Chief Ralph Terrazas, who's retiring in March. Crowley's been with the LAFD for 22 years and is the acting fire marshal. The city council is expected to confirm Crowley before Terrazas retires. A teenage boy is in critical condition after he was shot while riding in a car in Pasadena. The driver flagged down a paramedic yesterday afternoon and said his passengers had a gunshot wound. Police found evidence of a shooting a few blocks away. Organizers of the effort to recall L.A. City Councilman Mike Bonin have failed. They didn't gather enough signatures to qualify for the ballot. The effort fell short, but check this out, by 1,352 votes. And honestly, that tells me one of two things. Either there genuinely wasn't enough support to recall the guy, and so they just couldn't get him. Or did they not pound the pavement hard enough? 1,352 votes? Isn't that like an afternoon in front of a grocery store getting signatures? Just don't feel like that's that much. Organizers of the recall submitted more than 39,000 signatures last fall, but the city clerk says only about 26,000 of those signatures were valid. The World Health Organization says the number of COVID-19 cases in the world rose 20% last week, and this marks a slowdown in the surge caused by the Omicron variant. The smallest increases were in the Americas and Europe. The only region of the world where the infection went down was Africa. Southeast Asia had the biggest rise. COVID infections were up 145%. So yes, they are slowing, but that still doesn't mean that they are not out there. The LA County DA's office has filed a murder charge against a homeless man who attacked a 70-year-old woman at a bus stop in downtown LA. The LAPD says the man knocked the woman to the ground last week in an unprovoked attack. She fractured her skull and died. The woman was headed to LA County USC Med Center, where she had worked as a nurse for more than 38 years. Well, the House committee investigating the U.S. Capitol riot has subpoenaed Rudy Giuliani and three other members of Donald Trump's legal team. The lawyers filed bogus legal challenges to the 2020 election and publicly pushed Trump's voter fraud claims in the months after the election. Airlines around the world have canceled flights to the U.S. over concerns about the effect of the 5G mobile technology on air navigation systems. Remember, we were talking about this yesterday. The rollout was supposed to be today. It had already been delayed by 2 weeks from AT&T and Verizon. Both said, all right, we'll hold off until we know a little bit more about this. And now they're going to go ahead and hold off again. Some airlines are worried about the effects of 5G on the Boeing 777. The long-range jet is widely used for international flights. AT&T and Verizon have postponed the start of the 5G service near some airports that were planned for this week. And then when it comes to international flights specifically, airlines around the world have actually canceled flight to the U.S. over concerns about the effect of the 5G mobile technology. Because even though AT&T and Verizon have postponed the start of the 5G service, they probably did this prophylactically and thought, okay, we're just going to be, you know, safe than sorry. And so if you have an international flight or somebody coming in on an international flight, you might want to check to see whether or not it is still scheduled for today. Because something might have changed yesterday, and even though this postponement happened late in the day, it still may not have had enough time for the airlines to go back and reschedule your flights. Do you see what I'm saying? So you might just want to double check just to be in case, or just to be safe. The Biden administration says it has a 10-year plan to address the wildfire problem across California and other western states. The U.S. Forest Service says the plan is to thin out 20 million acres of national forests and 30 million acres of other federal, state, tribal, and private lands. It's KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Welcome to your wake-up call. I'm Jennifer Jones-Lee, and some of the stories we're watching in the KFI 24-hour newsroom. More than $250,000 has been raised to help catch Sean Duvall Smith. He's the man cops say killed a young woman inside a furniture store in Hancock Park. 24-year-old Brianna Kupfer was stabbed to death last week. The percentage of people with COVID admitted to ICUs in L.A. County has gone up. We're looking at about 25% now. It started at 25% in the first part of January. It's now up to 31%. And a young woman's been killed in what appears to be an ambush in Gardena. Police say the 20-year-old was driving late yesterday morning when the shooter of another car got out, fired, hit her. The woman was able to drive to a different area. She flagged down a school police officer, but died a short time later. Let's talk a little tech now with KTLA's Rich DeMiro. You can follow him on social media at Rich on Tech, and his website is richontech.tv. Rich, good morning.
Good morning to you, Jennifer.
I was just talking with Aaron Katursky about yesterday's soft launch of the White House's new COVID-19 test website, covidtests.gov. Now let's get into some of the technical glitches.
Yeah, well, there's been a lot of interest in this website, as you might expect. So I'm just looking at the U.S. has a website where you can see the analytics of all the different websites that they run, and you can see how many people are visiting them. And so it looks like over just the past 7 days, almost 48 million visits to this covidtests.gov website. So a lot of interest. It was kind of weird that it launched early, I thought, because we had talked about the 19th. And so that's today. And then to my surprise, yesterday I get a text that says, hey, the website's ready to go. And I'm like, what? And so, you know, everyone rushed to order. And then the U.S. government said that, hey, it was because we want to do a soft launch just to make sure everything worked right. And quite honestly, things did go pretty smooth. I think that I was impressed that the ordering process was pretty quick and painless for most people, except for a couple people. I did get some emails from folks saying the website was down at some point or not working properly. And then the other side of this is people that are ordering from apartment buildings or shared residential addresses. So if you have, you know, multiple people living in one household, that could be a problem because it is one per residential address, you know, four tests per residential address. So people in apartment buildings were texting me saying, hey, it's giving me an error message that says someone already ordered these for my address. So apparently there's going to be a fix for that in the future. So if you weren't able to order them yesterday or today, the website will be updated to help people that live in apartment settings.
Oh, that is a great point because, yeah, if it comes from, I don't know, 1632 Cahuenga, and it's apartment 6 or something like that, all of a sudden somebody in apartment 7 puts in their address and they're like, no, we already did 1632 Cahuenga.
Yeah, and I'm guessing there's some, I'm guessing it's not every apartment building. It's probably how they're coded on the back end with the USPS, because that was a kind of a good idea by the government to use to kind of overlap on the USPS website, because they already have the data on all the residential addresses in the U.S.
Right.
So the fact that their system on the back end can just mark off those addresses that have already gotten the kits was a good thing, instead of building a brand new database, which probably would have cost millions upon millions of dollars.
Exactly. And we don't need them spending any more of our money, let's be honest.
No. And by the way, I did get a bunch of COVID tests the old way over the past week. And so there still are ways to get tests. You know, the best thing to me, I think, is to order them online if you can. If, you know, get your four from the government for free, obviously. But if you need more, to me, the easiest way, I did try to run around going to CVS and Walgreens and looking in stock. And they're just really tricky to find in stock. But if you go online on the websites and you just kind of refresh the page or check it throughout the day, when you see them in stock, order them. And they do come pretty quickly. In both cases, I ordered from Walmart and CVS. My order was there within 3 days.
So, oh my gosh. Ahead. Okay, plan ahead for sure.
Yeah.
All right, E3 in downtown LA is canceled, and I'm assuming it's COVID.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Yes. So rumor has it from that this was actually going to be canceled earlier than Omicron, but they said, you know what, Omicron put us over the edge. E3 is this big video game show that happens in downtown Los Angeles. It's kind of been losing its luster over the past, let's say, 5 or so years, because a lot of these tech companies do their own events anyway. And so it's becoming less and less important for them to do this big, expensive event where they share the spotlight. So they'd rather have, you know, Sony will do its own event or Microsoft will do its own event. But this was a cool place where people can go and, you know, insiders, and also they opened up to the public a couple years ago, could go and play the new video games. That is not happening this year. It didn't happen last year. And I think the year before it was digital. So, I mean, or maybe it was canceled, then it was digital, and now it's canceled again. So, I don't know, E3, you know, 60,000 people in downtown LA, it's a pretty big boost to the economy. Not happening once again. It typically happens in June. So, you know, it's just one more big show that's being affected by this.
Absolutely. All right, if you're driving around LA, you're going to see some new billboards. That is a team up between Twitter and some big celebrities. What's the point of them?
Yeah, this is really interesting. This is Twitter's biggest celebrity campaign yet, and it's basically the idea of manifesting your dreams by tweeting them. So what they did was they went through a whole bunch of celebrity tweets, and they found when celebrities tweeted back in the day before they were famous or before they had a big break, and they put those on billboards. So they have a whole bunch of billboards around town of various artists and musicians and actors that were for one example, Niall Horan, who's a musician, he tweeted right after he applied for X Factor, and he's like, fingers crossed, or something to that extent. And so here he is, you know, you may not know who that is, but he's a big, you know, he's a big musician now.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And so they have a star, you have Demi Lovato, they have a star from an HBO show. It's just really kind of inspirational. And, you know, it's kind of fun. They call it, I guess the term for it is manifestation. You know, you're manifesting your dreams.
Right.
But it's a little frou-frou, but.
Yes, I agree. It's like, why don't you just say, you know, make your dreams come true or think about, I don't know. But
because it's 2022 and we're, you know, manifesting sounds so much better than just make your dream. Disney was saying make your dreams come true 20 years ago.
That's now true.
You know, come to Disneyland and manifest your dreams. Make them a reality.
Okay, speaking of your dreams, people were not dreaming at all when they found out, what? Google's assistant just changed my white noise? This would send me over the top, I admit it.
This is such a funny little story, but yeah, a lot of people have those Google speakers at home, and so a lot of people use them for white noise at night, you know, or for themselves as adults or for their kids, putting them to, you know, naps and sleep. Well, apparently Google changed the white noise sound, and so it went from this nice long hour worth of white noise to a 10-minute loop that didn't sound as good. And you could hear, Jennifer, the time when it looped. A good white noise. You don't want to hear the break in the noise.
No,
right?
No. Just keep it going.
So people were all up in arms about this change, saying that, you know, of course the tweets were funny, saying, my kid had a tantrum for 10 hours. Good, you know, there goes rest time for me. You know, I'm not going to be able to work tomorrow. And so Google heard the problems, and they went back and they reverted the white noise on the Google Home to what it used to be.
Thank
God.
So
rest easy.
Okay, finally. Yeah, don't mess with my white noise. That is, I get so happy when I tell Schmamexa to turn on my rain sounds, and there they go.
See? Do you use it every night or what?
Every day, because during the day when I try and take naps, I got to have that sound, because otherwise it's, you know, the neighbor's lawn guy and the blowers and whatever, and it's like, oh no, I live and die by that thing. So if that got changed, oh, Rich, it would be an ugly night for me.
The rain is just so soothing. I think it's superior to white noise. I think the rain is like, it's like if there's even a little crickets. I mean, there's so many sounds now. It's not just one.
Right.
There's like a lot of different ones you can choose from. But the rain is very calming.
It's my favorite. All right, Rich, thank you so much. RichOnTech.tv is his website. @RichOnTech is where you can follow him on social media. Talk to you next week, Rich.
Thanks, Jennifer. Take care.
Thanks. See you later. KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app on this Wednesday morning. I'm glad you're here. I'm Jennifer Jones Lee, and some of the stories we're watching in the KFI 24-hour newsroom. The World Health Organization says the number of COVID-19 cases in the world rose 20% last week. This marks a slowdown in the surge caused by the Omicron variant. The smallest increases were in the Americas and Europe. Americans can now order those free at-home COVID-19 tests as part of a federal program. The White House is also going to set up a call line if you don't have computer access. The president promised 1 billion free tests would be ordered as part of the free test program. You can go to covidtests.gov. That's covidtests.gov. And also N95 and KN95 masks will be on the way from the Biden administration. And as soon as we get details on how you can get those, we'll let you know. Right now it's our Business Buzz with CNBC's Jane Wells. You can follow Jane on social media at Jane Wells. And be sure to subscribe to her column, janewells.bulletin.com. Hi, Jane. Good morning.
Hey, I'm sorry. I'm in the middle of this Britney Jamie Lynn Spears spat. I'm coming back to you now. Have you been reading this?
I've been reading and they fight and then they go after each other, and then Jamie Lynn, was she on a radio show and she gets a text from Britney that's an apology or something like that?
And then Britney went on Instagram and then deleted it. It's sad. It's sad, but it makes me feel like my own familial relations aren't so bad. So maybe that's the upside. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. And I guess that you've got Activision, so Microsoft bought Activision Blizzard. Activision Blizzard has had all kinds of craziness surrounding it lately. So Microsoft coming in and maybe being the dad in the room might be a good thing.
Oh my gosh, talk about a white knight. Yeah, so this is good for LA because Activision Blizzard is based in Santa Monica. Microsoft is the biggest deal ever in tech. They're paying $69 billion in cash for the video game company because they've got Xbox, Activision Blizzard's got Call of Duty, World of Warcraft, Candy Crush, and together, assuming regulators allow this to go through, they can team up for the metaverse, JJL. It's all about the metaverse, which I have not yet set my foot in yet, but we're all supposed to end up there because our real lives are so, we're losers. And so this allows them to be this behemoth going forward with, AI and all this stuff. Now, in a down market yesterday, all the video game makers were up except for Sony because this is a threat to PlayStation. But you're right. This happens just at the time Activision let go a whole bunch of people the day before this deal was announced because they've been under investigation by the state of California and all kinds of accusations in the Wall Street Journal of years of sexual harassment, even an allegation of rape, gender pay inequity there. The CEO, Bobby Kotick, according to the Wall Street Journal, knew about this, didn't tell the board. The company says that's not true. But this all happened, and now Bobby Kotick will stay CEO until the deal concludes. He wasn't fired, but he'll get to leave with a golden parachute of about $375 million.
And if he did know about that, this is just another one of those cases of bad behavior that goes unpunished.
Well, usually, yeah, and it's usually at the top, but he says he disputes the Wall Street Journal articles. The stock, though, has been falling. It's been down like 30%. So he would be on the hook for that. But now the Microsoft has saved the day. The stock is way back up. It's good for the remaining people at Activision Blizzard, and I hope they get their act together about the way they treat women over there.
And has there been any news of, anytime that a company gets bought, you always worry about jobs that could be lost potentially if Microsoft were to bring its own people in and do whatever they would to Activision Blizzard? Any rumor of that?
Well, not yet. I mean, it's probably a year away before we find out whether or not this gets regulatory approval. Of course, Activision investors also have to approve it, but the price is so much higher than the stock is right now, even after yesterday's jump. I can't imagine them saying no. And you might think it's not a marriage of equals, that's for sure. Microsoft has, over $2 trillion, but it is, they have the sort of talent that Microsoft makes the hardware, hasn't been that successful making games. Activision makes the games.
Yeah, I mean, on paper, it's a beautiful merger. At the same time, though, if you're Microsoft and you're coming into a company that is so, scandaled right now in so many ways, how do you just come in and say, all right, everything that happened before goes out the door, you're now under Microsoft rule, and this is the way it is going forward?
Oh, I'm sure it is. I mean, look, again, it's going to be a year away probably before this deal closes. And there's plenty of time for whatever the future of Activision Blizzard is going to be to happen, and Bobby Kotick to oversee that, or who knows, maybe he'll, who knows what's going to happen there.
Yeah.
But I don't know if you've gone, I've gone through lots of mergers, you know, when GE, when Universal came into CNBC, and then GE sold us to Comcast. And yeah, when you're bought by a huge, huge company, the corporate culture does change some. And, you know, some people leave, but again, they'll still be down here in Santa Monica. Microsoft's up in Washington State. I don't know. It is by far the biggest deal Microsoft's ever done. The second largest deal they ever did was quite a few years ago when they bought LinkedIn for about $26 billion. This is $69 billion cash. That just shows you how much they're just buying. That's nothing. That's nothing to Microsoft right now, which is also interesting because in all the focus on big tech and, ooh, bad big tech and the federal government and European authority regulatory, they're all going after Facebook and Apple and Google. Microsoft has dodged that. 20 years ago, they were in everybody's crosshairs. But they've been under the radar with all this. Oh, you know, you have too much power. We'll see what this proposed deal does to that.
All right. Now, this is the story that Dave Joseph and I were commenting on earlier. And it is, you say that we should be getting a raise because everybody else in freaking America is.
Aren't you getting a raise?
Yeah, Jane, exactly.
All right. Well, I can talk to Robin and give a pitch if you'd like.
I love it. Yes.
Yes. Yes. If anybody deserves a raise, it is you three. Okay, you, Tyler, and Alex, who get there so early and work your tushes off and get good ratings.
Jane, okay? Wells.
I'm not lying. Anyhow, CNBC is reporting that a survey of over 1,000 companies, now these are, you know, bosses, expect to give all kinds of workers, top to bottom, an average raise of 3.4%, which is higher than the raises over the last 2 years, but that's only half the current rate of inflation. Okay, so that's not a raise. If inflation stays at 7%, which it will, but if it stays at 7% and your raise is 3.4%, you're losing money. But also, Goldman Sachs, this lost money on the stock market yesterday because it is paying so much to keep talent, it actually cut into its earnings. Get this, okay, you people are going to wish you were working on Wall Street. Compensation costs at Goldman Sachs jumped 33% last year. That was an extra $18 billion. The average increase in pay per employee was $400,000.
What?
That's a little misleading. Because it's a tale of two Goldmans. So the top performers see multi-million dollar increases while the little people are getting raises, but they're not seeing $400,000 raises. That's just the average is $400,000. And it caught Wall Street off guard, which is why shares fell. But once again, we got in the wrong business.
Oh my gosh, did we ever? That is so sad because you'd have to smush together like 10 radio salaries to make $400,000. How sad.
Well,
but good for them.
I'm just going to say, that's one reason why I got into TV. But I think I hit it just right. And I was talking to someone else about this. I hit the golden year of pay in TV news. And I don't think that certainly anchors will always get top pay. But I don't think with so many outlets for information now, I think the TV pay is coming down. That's my opinion. And I think, well, I enjoyed it while it lasts.
Exactly. And glad you got in when you did. Hey, the story that you're putting on this week on janewells.bulletin.com, I know that I help with. Let me just put it that way.
It just posted. It's all about the business of returns. Now, our December retail sales showed that we kind of slowed down a little bit. We did most of it in October. But what hasn't slowed down is returns. And perhaps as many as one in three of us return something that we got this holiday. Holiday returns could be as much as $112 billion. UPS says return season ends January 22nd. And the company expects to handle a record 60 million packages. So I interview 10 women across the country who are, like we do, because of online shopping, you buy multiple sizes, because you know it's free returns. It clogs up the system. And what do you think happens with those returns, Jennifer? What do you assume happens with those returns?
Well, I want to assume that they go back and Amazon repackages them and puts them on the shelf for somebody else. Please don't tell me that they end up, I don't know, going to like a discount store or something.
Oh, that's the good news. Now, sometimes it is done like that. A lot of times it goes to TJ Maxx or Marshall's. And sometimes it goes to what's called a burn pit.
No.
Or the landfill. So I talked to a fellow Bulletin writer about ways that retailers could get more efficient so that you could get better at sizing. This is why we order multiple sizes. So if through AI or the metaverse or an app, you can get better measurements on your body and order the right size, maybe you wouldn't have to order three different sizes and return two of them back. So we talk all about that at janewells.bulletin.com. Let's all subscribe and follow.
Absolutely.
By the way, I hired Eric Lizardo to write a jingle for me. So there you go.
You did, really?
I paid him money. Yes, I'm putting together some video to go with this.
Oh, that is fantastic. And tonight, real fast, your story for CNBC. I'm excited about it just because of the title. Kareem the Car King.
Kareem the Car King down in San Diego. I do a day in the life of a used car dealer because the used car dealer has gone from worst to first. We love him because that's the only place we can get a car. And this guy is hilarious. It'll be on at 4 o'clock this afternoon.
Jane, you're the best. Thank you so much.
Take care.
There we go. Little Eric Lizardo. And that's why Jane hired him. It's KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Welcome to a Wednesday. I'm Jennifer Jones Lee. Some of the stories we're watching in the KFI 24-hour newsroom. The percentage of people with COVID-19 admitted to ICUs in LA County has gone up, and more than $250,000 has been raised to help catch Sean Duvall Smith. He's the guy that cops think killed a young woman inside a furniture store in Hancock Park. 24-year-old Brianna Kupfer was stabbed to death last week. Now, police say that Smith is Black, 31 years old, 6'3", 190 pounds, and is known to hang out in places like Pasadena, Santa Monica, West Hollywood, Covina, and San Diego. All right, let's say good morning now to Sam Sweeney. Sam, welcome to Wake Up Call. I don't think we've chatted before.
We haven't. Thanks for having me. Good to be here.
Absolutely. Okay, so you are with ABC's transportation unit, which has probably been very busy this week because it's FAA versus two cell phone giants, all about this 5G rollout. So first of all, go over for people what the big concern is when it comes to the FAA and 5G.
So the major cell phone companies, AT&T and Verizon, have for 2 years been planning to launch 5G C-band technology. And there's been concerns from the very beginning that the frequency and the signals could mix with the airplane signals that the cockpit computers use, and it could create bad readings. So it would prevent planes from landing in certain airports because of the misreadings. It would also possibly misfire so they don't break in time, so the spoilers don't work, so the reverse thrusters don't activate in time. And there's been no problems proven, but the FAA says, look, we need to study this and make sure we're not going to have any problems.
And the thing, though, I guess, that why wasn't the FAA studying this 2 years ago when AT&T and Verizon were coming up with it?
That's the big question. You know, the FCC went ahead, despite the concerns, and sold this spectrum for $80 billion. And AT&T and Verizon said, look, we've done our studies. We believe it to be safe, and we want to roll it out. We pay for this service, and now we want to use it. And they're saying the FAA dropped the ball. Why didn't you do something over the last 2 years to ensure that we could roll this out when it was scheduled to do so? And the airlines thought that the FAA was going to come through with some sort of a waiver or alert saying, look, we have studied this, it's safe. And they thought that was going to come over the last 6 months, and it didn't. And on Monday, the top CEOs from the largest airlines, including UPS and FedEx, sent a pretty scathing note to the FAA and the Department of Transportation saying, look, if this goes forward on Monday and they launch this 5G signal near airports, we risk a catastrophic collapse of the nation's air system. After that letter was sent, AT&T and Verizon said, we don't want to do this. but we're going to, out of the, you know, sake of the people of the United States and anyone flying into U.S. airspace, we're going to pause our 5G rollout at select airports and create a buffer zone. But we are going to continue the rollout in 90% of the other parts of the country.
Okay, so it's just not around airports right now, because that's what I was wondering too, because you see these commercials, AT&T and Verizon and the 5G and all of that. So if you are a customer of that outside of the FAA issue, will you then still have access to the 5G?
You will. You will. And a lot of people are still wondering, well, I don't understand why this is happening or how this works. And the best way to understand it is think of an old analog radio. When you turn that dial from one station to the next and you get that, you get both channels, or one channel pops into the other channel before you fully get it set on the right signal. Well, that's exactly what the FAA and airlines and pilots are concerned could happen, giving these computers, these critical cockpit computers, false readings.
I am so glad you explained it like that, because people will understand that static right before it becomes clear. You just made it very clear for all of us. Sam, thank you so much. I hope to have you back.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. See you later. That is Sam Sweeney. He is with ABC's Transportation Unit. And speaking of flying, really fast before we go, if you're thinking of flying into Hawaii, well, visitors will soon need to prove that they've had a COVID-19 booster shot. That's what the state is going to consider fully vaccinated very soon. So the state is preparing to make changes to what it calls its safe travel guidance, and that will require visitors to have a booster shot in order to skip a mandatory 5-day quarantine. So technically, you can still go. If you have the means to go and hold up in a Hawaiian hotel room for 5 days, which sounds awesome. Granted, though, it would be horrible because you'd have the beach right there and the sound of the waves and you couldn't get at it because you're quarantined in your room. If you have the means and you want to do that, go for it. Otherwise, the state is saying, hey, we need you to be not only vaccinated, 2 shots, but you need your booster on top of it. Now, I'm not sure when this goes into effect, but they say it's coming. This is KFI and KOSD HD2 Los Angeles. I'm Jennifer Jones Lee. This has been your wake-up call.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.